Ja, Kork ist da. Gleich geht's los, aber erstmal die Stations-ID.
Astronaut nie langweilen auf der Fahrt zum Mars, ja? Könnte der dauernd das mit seinen Computern machen.
Radio Walters Dorf and Pi Radio equals Super Radio 2025.
Interessant, ne?
Live from the Super Booth 2025 from a mobile studio.
End of file.
Ja, hallo? Hallo? Ah, da bin ich. Wunderbar. Ja, hallo, Tat. I'm having Tat here from
hello.
Cork. Nice to have you here again.
Yeah, it's great to be back. Thanks for having
so
me.
It's so amazing. And the phase 8 is going in the next round?
Exactly. We're very excited. I mean, I know we showed it last year this time. That was an early prototype, and this year we've, you know, tooled up. All the parts you see now are from the factory. We're so close to production, and it should be in the shops early next year.
Cool. Pretty amazing. I'm waiting as well. I have been speaking to Lucas of your team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he said the process is so complicated to differs how many pieces you exactly. put on the market.
Exactly. So a good example is like what we did last year compared to this year. Last year we had to make, I think, 5 units. So,
yeah.
You know, we just had to get 5 units going. This time we're looking at much bigger numbers because we're going to mass produce this. So that means a whole new dimension of evaluation, tooling samples, feedback to suppliers, supply chain, like, you know, all this stuff that maybe isn't so interesting to everybody out there, but it's
no,
why
actually,
people have to wait, you know.
I think it's very interesting because, yeah, it gives you an impression as well about the music industry. Yeah, and maybe we can go once more again into this wonderful art piece of acoustic electronics. You have one right in front of me?
I have one right in front of me. Should I briefly explain what it's about, or
do that people know? That would be nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so at Kork Berlin, we're quite a young company. We're 5 years old. We're owned by the bigger Kork that is much better known. And we wanted to do something different. And we wanted to go beyond electronics as a means to make sound. So we thought, you know, how can we merge the world of acoustics with synthesis? And, you know, we started, you know, hitting objects, and we started thinking about how do we hit objects? What are the objects that we're hitting? How do we pick up the sound, and what kind of synthesis or sound processing do we merge with that world?
Yeah.
What we've ended up with is bits of metal. That's what we're hitting.
Yeah.
And we hit it with an electromagnetic coil. Does this make sound?
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And then, so this is, it's very quiet still, but
do you have some more volume?
I can make it louder here. But it will hit the wave follower if I do that. But anyway,
yeah,
you get the idea. So this is just hitting a piece of metal electromagnetically. And up to this point, we're just, it's like a pickup on an acoustic instrument. But what we wanted to do was to put synthesis and merge it with the acoustics. So if I hit this note, I can make it short, I can make it longer.
Yeah.
And after a certain point, I can make it keep sounding indefinitely.
And that's sustain mm-hmm. is created by a feedback?
Exactly. So we take the signal that's coming from the pickup, we process it with some phasing and some other stuff, and then we drive it back into the acoustic body.
Yeah.
So with that, we can do like more this kind of thing, more organ type sounds.
And yes.
On top of that, we've got a bunch of modulation. I mean, the obvious one is tremolo.
Yeah.
We also have some more kind of aggressive, this is like pitchy. The next one's very interesting, actually. Because the brains of the phase 8 knows what notes the resonators have,
yeah,
we can modulate with respect to that. So if I pick a note, like this note, and I apply amplitude modulation, this is just continuous. But if I quantize that...
Super.
And this frequency is different for each note. So if I play multiple notes... it will be in harmonic series with the fundamentals of the resonators.
Yes.
And if I was to sequence that... can I?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I can apply that to the sequence, but I can also automate that. And then all of a sudden, all your synthesis, the acoustic kind of body resonating, it all becomes part of the music. Now, because it is acoustic, I can just put my finger on the resonators and just mute
and
them.
And then it's muted? Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And if I add some more, possibly maybe percussive sounds, quantize that because that's probably played.
So it keeps the first notes from the beginning of the loop, and then you can change the sound and add it to the loop.
Exactly. You can keep recording stuff on top of it.
Yeah.
You can also, as I am doing now, combining like more paddy, kind of chordy things with a different kind of voicing and add percussive sounds on top of it. And with the percussive sounds, they're great, because I was going to bring some stones, but I forgot I'm going to use a coin now. If I add more notes to this,
That's a coin. You're putting a coin on it.
Yep.
And now you have a hi-hat.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Also ich übersetze das mal gerade. Taz legt halt die Münze auf unterschiedliche Bereiche dieser Klangzungen, wodurch sich der Sound des Arpeggios einmal eingespielt verändert. It really invites to experiment.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you know, like, at the end of the day, I'm just basically, you know, doing that with robots, you know.
Yeah.
And it's nice. This is sometimes nice as well. Just, like, turn the sequencer off and you just do that.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Definitely. Oh, wow. We're looking so forward to see it on the market.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing how people actually use it, because it's just got so many angles to it. I mean, you could just hit it like this. You can plug it, you can sequence it. Also, connectivity, it's got sync
like
in, out,
with
MIDI.
The classical
sort of
spring warp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. When you're like kicking that amp, yeah. with the spring in it, you can do the equivalent of that with the Phase 8.
Do you all already have something in mind what will be the price of it?
Yeah, it's a tough topic right now, as you can imagine. So we have no idea how it's going to be in the States.
Okay, but the States is going to be...
It's different. But yeah. I think we can say as far as in euros, we're going to keep it below 1,000 and as low as possible. We're still yet to find out the final cost.
Yeah.
But we're going to try and keep it as accessible as possible. Obviously, it's not as affordable as, you know, like more common sense. Especially the stuff that I've been working on before. Yeah. But yeah, for what it is, I think we're doing pretty good. And we're making the right choices to make it as affordable as possible. The last thing we want to do is make a boutique product that only a few people can use. I think that's not really what we're after.
Yeah. No, and I can imagine that it's really speaking to a lot of people in average ages. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think it will be played by electricity like this, or will there be as well a little battery case?
That's an idea I haven't thought about, or we haven't thought about.
Yeah. Because it's so natural that I could imagine that you could sit somewhere in a park maybe and do your music.
Yeah, that would be great. I think there are some technical challenges to that, but certainly that is the vibe that we're going for. I mean, the ideal version is no power.
Yeah, but there is a lot of manpower in it.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, it can take a lot of rent.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So, that's something to figure out. And that comment really wraps up the feeling that it's alive and you want to be, I don't know, in nature or something.
Yeah.
And, you know, interacting with it.
Yeah. These are the news from Cork, Berlin. Thank you very much to have you here.
Thank you, Gene. It's been a pleasure.
Have a nice evening, Tad.
Thank you, you too.